You're listening to Girls Gone Wad. I'm Joy.
And this is Claire.
And we have a super special guest with us today, you guys.
Hi.
Hello.
She's like so shy and she's just not going to talk the entire time. Yeah. So that's our guest.
On my head.
Yes. We have with us today Cassandra Fiorella. You guys might know her as Petite Feet. Am I saying it right? I'm saying it the French way.
Yes.
Okay.
Petite Feet. Yes. Okay. I get Petite Fies.
I know.
Or Petite Fi,
yeah.
Which is always hilarious.
I'm like, well, I have a French background, so I heard someone say Petite Fi. I'm like, no, don't ever, no. So she is on Twitter and on the web at PetiteFi.com and at Petite Fi, right?
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
Just an all-around badass chick, CrossFitter, fitness model. How many followers do you have on Instagram? Like a mazillion?
Almost 67,000.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're just going to get to know her today and get a bunch of fitness tips and just all-around goodness
Tara
from
being
Cassandra.
Badass ladies,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
That's what we do, and she just flexed, and I almost just lost it.
Yeah. Trey's sweating.
I'm already sweating. So tell us about you. Just start from the beginning of where you're from and how you got into the fitness industry.
I'm from right here in Denver, Colorado, born and raised, which is more and more unique these days.
Yeah.
Weird enough.
Yeah,
yeah, local too.
Do you have one of those stickers? It's like, I'm a native.
No.
You don't get one of those stickers if you're actually a native.
Really? It's not like you've lived here for 10 years.
Not that you can tell that someone's not actually from here.
Really? I've seen those and I'm like, what is that about?
Yeah.
I saw a shirt yesterday that said in huge letters, I'm from here. Well, that's cool.
Have you seen What About Bob?
No.
No? Have you seen What About Bob?
I have seen, yes.
And he has a t-shirt and it says, don't hassle me, I'm local. Anyway, you should see it. It's
hilarious. Yeah,
I'll check it out.
We're going to get one of those for you.
Yeah. Anyway, so from Denver.
Yes, from Denver. Born and raised here. I started fitness. I always tell people that I kind of started like when I was born. Like the way I grew up with our family and whatnot, you know, we didn't really have television. We didn't really like play video games. Like we went on hikes and we went on runs and we were involved in all these sports. And like that was just life, you know, and that's kind of still how I view fitness is like, it's not just like you go to the gym and you do that at the gym for an hour. It's like, this is how you live your life. And you don't have to just go to the gym. So my fitness career has been the last 27 years. But I really kind of got into it right after I turned 21. I kind of had a huge revelation in my life and this kind of epiphany and was going down this one path and came home. I was in LA at the time and came home and literally just did a 180 and went the other direction and started, went back to school and got really involved in like eating well again and then fitness. And it's kind of just,
what was your epiphany? I want to be nosy.
Yeah. Well, I was in, this was after kind of a few long years of hard partying and just getting wild, and I was in Los Angeles.
In LA.
Yeah. I was out there on a job. I worked for Floyd's Barbershops for a long time.
Okay.
And
so that way you have badass hair too.
Possibly. Yeah. All my friends are barbers, so. Yeah.
Cassandra has a mohawk, like.
What is it called? Undercut?
Yeah. What do you call
it? Yeah. I mean, it's technically a mohawk. It's. I mean, I'm.
Oh, it's on both sides.
Yeah. It's a full on mohawk. That's like when it's shaved, it's a mohawk, but. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was in Los Angeles and I was like just getting wild out there. I had a job opportunity out there, so I went to go just check it. I'd never been, so I went to go see like what the city was about. And the whole time that I was there, just was getting into all kinds of nonsense. And literally the last day that I was there, a friend of mine who I was staying with, you know, if somebody came to Colorado, you would say, oh, you have to go to Red Rocks and you should go up to the Rockies and do this and all these Colorado things. And so the last day he was like, well, did you do this? And did you do this? And did you go here? I'm like, no. I kind of just spent a lot of time in clubs and the couch and, you know, and literally was like, if I stay here now at this point in my life, this is the person that I'm going to turn into. And I was terrified.
You could see like the trajectory happening.
Yes, literally. And after spending all this time with these people in Los Angeles and just seeing how they all lived, it was like, I want nothing to do with this lifestyle, you know? So
was the allure to go to LA just something different?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a new opportunity. Like I said, I had never been there. I was 21. I had like, I've been bartending all these years. And so I had all this money saved up. So I just went out there to just like explore and not for me.
Yeah. I think it takes a very specific type of person to thrive in for a lifetime in LA.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. And when people tell me they love LA, I always have to bite my lip.
Yeah.
That's great.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was okay.
Yeah. So then you came back here and you decided to change your life by getting into fitness. So how did you start doing that?
Yeah. I started going back to school. And at Metro here, they have the gym. And so I kind of just I bought a bike. I didn't get my license until I was 18 and then didn't drive for 4 years. So I've really only been driving for 3 years since I turned 16. I've just biked my whole life, which is why I have terrible road rage.
Well, that doesn't go away even if you have driven since
you're 16. Really?
Okay. I have the worst road rage.
Yeah. It's awful. Yeah. So I just kind of started biking and then was in the gym and just kind of started screwing around in there and mimicking things that I had read and saw and whatever and what have you. And met this girl, Heather, who was working there at the time, who was teaching their free classes. Uh-huh. And she was like, "You're really good at this. You should do this," you know? So I kind of started going down that route of teaching some of the classes there. Yeah. And then in the interim was just playing around with my own body and seeing what I was capable of and found out that I was kind of ridiculously strong for my size. It's just gone down that road, you know? So that was 7 years ago now, 6 years ago now.
Yeah.
And then I just got into CrossFit last year.
Oh, just last year?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So tell everyone how tall you are.
I'm 5'4".
Yeah,
you're short.
You're a tiny little thing.
Yeah, short. Yeah. Strong woman.
Is excited.
That means we're really good at handstand push-ups.
Yeah, right.
Double unders, muscle-ups.
Yeah. Someday I'll be good at muscle-ups.
Somebody else told me that. You're really good at muscle-ups. I was sure.
Yeah, lovely.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yes. Right. Not so good at rowing. Yeah. So good at reaching the pull-up bar. Sometimes, that pull-up rig will have, the tall ones and the shorter ones.
Yep.
People will kind of head over the short ones and I give them the glare, no, no.
That's fine.
What do you think?
You are over 5'7". Yeah. Get over there.
Because you don't have to jump for the pull-up bar.
Yeah.
So you don't get to complain.
Yeah.
So what were you doing? What were you teaching before CrossFit?
I went and did a semester of school in Hawaii. Left. I did a road trip through Los Angeles all the way up to Portland for a month through the month of December. And in that month it was the holidays. I was on the road. So I was definitely trying to stay kind of healthy, but I was definitely pounding clam chowder and brownies and ramen and whatever I could get my hands on. Donuts in Portland, of course. And was kind of doing road workouts. Got to Hawaii and was I'm going to get back on track while I'm out here. And up to that point, throughout my whole life, people would always come up to me, strangers would come up to me and say, what do you do? Why do you look that way? And it was I just do my thing, you know? Yeah. It wasn't a big deal to me, you know? Right. So that's when I kind of started using Instagram to start tracking that. Because it was I'm starting from this point of almost nothing, you know, after being off for a month. So here's what I'm going to do to get myself back into being in a really healthy position.
Right.
And so that's where Instagram all started. And I was literally during that time just started off kind of mimicking CrossFit workouts without knowing what CrossFit was. I was doing I'm going to do, 10 pull-ups and 15 goblet squats and 30 dive bombers and I'm going to run 600 yards and I'm going to do that 10 times.
Right.
I was never I was going to 24-hour fitness out there and just running and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea what I was
right.
I had no idea what I was doing, but I kind of knew what I was doing. Right. Yeah. And
you knew what you were doing, we weren't necessarily doing it on purpose.
Right. And I'm such an information geek, so when I'm into something, I research the hell out of it, you know? So I was just consuming fitness articles and just reading everything that I could. And
and what were you in school for at the time?
Nutrition.
Oh,
nutrition
okay.
and dietetics.
Okay.
Yeah. So before that, I was going to school for fashion merchandising, which is so random.
So
it is random.
Yeah. It's so LA.
I can see you doing that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just this cute little
trendy.
Yeah, trendy, badass tattoo. Have you always had just a fit body?
Yeah.
You have just this default foundation.
Yeah. I remember being, my mom had enrolled me my mom put me in all these sports when I was younger, and I was never into any of them. Like, I just did it because my friends were doing it. Like, I didn't. And I was taking tennis lessons, and we had to do sprints on the court, and the teacher was like, you should be in track.
There she goes. There she goes, everybody.
Like, or, like, when I actually tried in soccer, I would actually do really well, and my coach was like, you should do this all the time. Like,
kind of bored.
I know. I like hanging out here and just talking to my buddies on the sidelines.
I'm gonna
make
some dandelion crown. I'll be back.
Exactly. Yes. So, it's just always been like a natural thing, but I've never really explored it until, or like thought of myself as an athlete until this last like 2 years of all this, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. And then, so in Hawaii, somebody finally told me, you know, like, you should do CrossFit. That's what you're doing, basically. And I was, I'd gotten to the point where I was like, I was bored. You know, I wasn't like challenging myself anymore. And like, I had, wasn't using barbells. I had never used, touched a barbell before CrossFit. I was just using dumbbells. So when I first got introduced to CrossFit, I was like, what the? This
is like,
they totally copied me. I've been doing this the entire time.
I invented CrossFit.
Screw that.
Somebody owes me a lot of money. Yeah. We were going Glassman.
Yeah.
In your little belly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
So then when did you come back to Denver?
So I went out, I got to Hawaii in January, got back to Denver in June.
Started, you were there for like a semester.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And started CrossFit in like March.
And what's
there.
Your home gym?
Right now it's CrossFit South Denver.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been at South Denver for a couple months. I've been coaching over there partially. So
yeah.
Nice. Yeah. It's been good. I started at CrossFit Oahu. They were great out there. I really learned a lot. And then spent some time in the Big Island too at a gym called CrossFit All-Star with this woman named Casey. And she's like, she totally changed my whole CrossFit
paradigm.
Yeah. Yeah. She came from a yoga and Pilates background.
Okay.
So she'd been doing that for 14 years, had been vegan almost her whole life. Mm-hmm. And then here she was now, this like hardcore paleo CrossFitter. And it was like, what? Like,
who are you?
Yeah. And she was this tiny little woman and like super strong, and seeing how that like athleticism from yoga translated over to CrossFit and like knowing that there was all these cross boundaries. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay, I want to do this. Yeah. So, yeah.
And here you are.
And here I am.
So how long have you been coaching CrossFit?
I got my level one in October, but I've only been actively kind of coaching for the last month or two at South Denver. So it's still a very new thing. Previous to that, I was bringing friends of mine to the gym and just like coaching them so I could kind of get some experience, because none of my friends are into fitness.
Yeah.
Not one.
Really?
Yes.
That is so funny.
Yes, except for people that I know now from CrossFit, but like my closest friends,
they're like,
let's go to the gym. They're like, we're watching Shark Week and eating cake.
So tired.
That sounds great too.
I'm so tired.
Yes. Come on.
Go to some barbell kinds of things. Barbell is so cool.
Right.
Try this out.
So taking them to the gym is like dealing with someone who's never done anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's perfect as a coach to get to know like how to coach someone who has no background whatsoever.
Right. Someone's like, what do you mean turn my knees out?
Yeah. You're like, this is a squat. What? It's all new.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about, too, on Instagram. I know you do, like, the no gym required stuff. Is that still kind of, like, a nod to where you started? Or do you just kind of like giving people options? Because CrossFit isn't totally accessible to everyone. I know it's expensive. So where do you get that inspiration?
Well, it started off, I mean, when I first kind of started sharing stuff on there, first of all, I was just sharing stuff on there just to share, like, this is what I'm doing.
Right.
And also so I could connect with other like-minded people, because I was in Hawaii, I didn't really know anyone, and so I wanted to connect with other people and see what they were doing and learn from them, coming back to that information geek, like, what are you doing to keep yourself healthy? And as it kind of progressed, I realized that most people today are sick. You know, most people are sick and unhealthy and living kind of on this end of the spectrum of wellness. And it was like, coming from this place of, this is how I've always lived in this side, it just seems so easy to me. And so I wanted to connect those dots and make it so accessible for these people over here and make it seem like it's not this huge transition or this huge thing. You don't have to totally dedicate your life to this. You could just do these few things and live in a better way, you know? And so before I got into CrossFit, I was just doing stuff with dumbbells. And
somebody's doing a
sorry sound. Uh-oh. We have a mower outside, so a little bit of a sound barrier. Okay, good.
Yeah, so it came from that, you know, just being that it was like, before CrossFit, everything I was doing, like, I got in fantastic shape and really, like, changed my life without anything fancy, without any kind of, like, big gym membership. Yeah, you know, and just, like, using the little information that I had and got creative. And then since getting into CrossFit, you know, I still realize that the biggest part of the population isn't accessible to CrossFit or, like, mm-hmm. a personal trainer or whatever it was. And there was a 4-month period there, kind of from like November to February, where I was out of a gym. I didn't mm-hmm. have a CrossFit gym mm-hmm. to access. And that's where this inspiration really came from, because I literally woke up every morning and it was like, okay, what do I have available to me today mm-hmm. to keep myself healthy? Mm-hmm. I'm going to school today. There is this, this, and that. There's one Olympic bar. There's a pull-up bar kind of on the squat rack right. and I can do push-ups. Okay, that's the workout.
And don't you have like some bar in your doorway? I've seen you like hanging from a bar in your doorway.
Like, it's gonna be like, you know, if you have the tension bar in your bathroom doorway, you're not gonna be like, all right, toes to bar. You're gonna be like, and I'm breaking down the wall.
Yeah. I've tried toes to bar in that bar. It's worked out all right. My roommate kind of freaks out when I start.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
I feel like I would fall immediately. And that was great.
Yeah, so it was like, it came from this idea of, like, okay, I'm going to the park today and I have nothing with me, or mm-hmm. I'm going to this pool today and I have this with me, or it's snowing outside and I have my jump rope and I don't want to go anywhere, so this is what I'm going to do. And in that 4 months, I was still capable of staying on like a 5-week or 5-day-a-week training schedule. Mm-hmm. And I was like, does having access to a CrossFit gym help? Absolutely. Does having access to a gym help? Absolutely. Do you need those things? No.
Right.
You know, and so still wanting to be able to promote this healthy lifestyle to people in no matter what position you're coming from. Mm-hmm. If you are a stay-at-home mom and you have nothing and you have 5 minutes because your kid's taking a nap, or you're this elite-level athlete and you're able to go to a CrossFit gym, here's the workouts you can do at a CrossFit gym. Yeah. And so just being able to inspire that in most people and show like, having all these great – you know, accessories behind you is helpful, but you don't need any of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many people, their excuses, you know, I don't have time, I don't have money. It's like, you don't need 2 hours a day. You don't need $100 a month.
Right.
You just need a little bit of motivation and that'll, you know, you can figure out pretty much anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And out of the greater population, how many people are actually like trying to go to the CrossFit games?
Right.
Not that many. Most people just want to be healthy and live till they're 90.
Right. Yeah. And like be in good health and not have to worry about, you know, being sore for 3 days after gardening.
Be able to stand up off a toilet.
Right. Yeah.
The rest of their life.
Yeah, my mom just started CrossFit. She's 56 or 57.
Oh, that's so
awesome.
It's so cute.
That's awesome.
She started CrossFit and she's like, you know, we'll be doing something. She's like, you know, I don't feel like I need to go any heavier than this. Like, I'm not trying to break any records right now. I just am excited to, like, you know, be able to walk down the stairs by myself when I'm 90. I'm like, well, then there you go.
She's got, like, 100 pounds. You're like, come on, Mom. 150.
You got this. Yeah. So we were doing snatch deadlifts, and she was working on snatch, and, you know, she had, like, the 15-pound bar and just, like, was kind of, you know, making it work. Doesn't have the best snatch form. And we were doing snatch deadlifts, and she walked up to the coach. She goes, well, I can deadlift 115, so should I put more weight on? And we're like, yes, put more weight on.
That's so cute.
It was Mike. He was like, do it, Carol. You go,
come on, Carol.
But she's great. And she like gets her like, you know, her CrossFit Games pain face on.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, awesome. The older population of CrossFit is my favorite population.
Oh, by far. So we went yesterday. Joy was in the Fossil Games up at CrossFit.
Oh, Williams. Speaking nice. Of old people.
That was hilarious. So the first, it was like 30 to 39 and then 40 plus.
Okay.
And there
was why it's called the Fossil Games?
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
But there were some women there who like probably were in their 50s. They were ridiculous. I was in there being like, I can't wait till I'm 40 and can deadlift 300 pounds.
So insane.
Oh my gosh, it was totally nuts.
Yeah.
And then you look at like the Masters, and I feel like, you know, the actual CrossFit, and you're just like, if I can do half of that, but when I'm 65.
Yeah.
Because the guy who won the Masters this year was 65, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's age. I think there's some age groups within that, but it was just crazy.
That's brilliant. There was a member at one of the gyms that I was at named Ben who was 72. And Ben was, I mean, he would show up, no matter what it was for the day, he would show up and be like, all right, like, sure, give us the old coach try and just, like, be joking around. And he was fast, too. There was times where I'd be running and he's coming up behind me. I'm like, I cannot get beat by a 72-year-old man. Running
You know, you're like, all right, tone it down. Tone it down, Grandpa.
My grandparents still work out every single day. My grandpa on his 85th birthday did 85 sit-ups.
Yes!
And my grandma And my grandma does the walking track. And so she was like, I kept coming around the track. Every time I came around, I was like, he's going to be dead. I was going to come around and be like, well...
He died doing 85 sit-ups on his 85th birthday.
On his 80th birthday, he called me and he was like, so now that I'm 80, I think I'm just going to lift weights every other day and do cardio in between. I'm like, that sounds like a great idea. I was like, I'm, you know, at the time I was like, I'm 21. I just started doing that too.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. And then on his 85th birthday, actually at the gym, I went in and we have this member named Matt who's, he does capoeira. He's like, okay. This little, just like, powerball.
He's ridiculous.
And I was like, Matt, my grandpa did 85 sit-ups today to celebrate his 85th birthday. We're doing 85 sit-ups. Like, we have to see how long it takes.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take?
It maybe like 15 minutes.
Okay. I wonder how long it took grandpa. Did he
tell you? Yeah, seriously. He didn't tell me. Yeah, I know. At least one revolution of the walking track, though. It was awesome.
Just tricking away.
Still going.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you can get that baseline, like, it's so easy to upkeep it. And not so easy, but like, if you can make it a habit, the earlier you can make it a habit, it's like, if you can, you know, be that 85-year-old, do, you know, even just going to the walking track, like, if you can get down the stairs by yourself, you can get up from the toilet by yourself, get out of the shower. And I feel like, you know, with CrossFit, the things that are publicized are these, like, you know, crazy, like, you know, do a burpee, climb over a wall, do a take of sharks. And it's like,
with lasers on their head.
Right. There's a Sharknado.
You have to stab yourself and you have to bleed before you get
exactly. And it's just like, and people are like, that's way too intense. It's like, really? Yes, that is way too, I agree. And that's not what we're doing.
That's like, 1% of the population.
Right, exactly. Like, we're just trying to make it so, like, if I go for a hike, I'll be able to not, like, suffer the rest of the day.
Yes.
Or if I, you know, when I have kids, I'll be able to pick them up. And, you know, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like, in a lot of ways, the functional fitness aspect of CrossFit gets overshadowed by the, you know, forging elite fitness part of CrossFit.
Yeah.
And people get really turned off by, like, well, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be able to do, and I mean, I don't want to get bulky thing drives me nuts, and we could have a whole other freaking conversation.
We talk about that almost every episode.
It's like, I'm going to punch you.
Punch you if you say I'm going to get bulky.
Oh, and then, so, tangent. Yeah. I posted that on my blog page. I was like, what's your biggest CrossFit pet peeve? Mine is when girls. And one girl was like, that's my reality. Like, I get bulky. And she's like, you know, I've worked my diet, but, like, I bulk up. And I wanted to be like, well, but the difference is, do you have a problem with it?
Right.
You know, are you worried about that physique? Because if you're not, then if you get bulky, that's fine.
Who cares?
If you're worried about it, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Well, so it's like,
we've been calling it padded instead of like swole. You just get some extra padding on you.
Totally.
Because it doesn't make people, it's like a more comfortable verb for people.
Right. As opposed to like, you get really ripped. You're like, that's not girly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm going to kick you. So anyway.
Well, it's a good segue is I know you post all these great pictures of your body on Instagram too. And I feel like that's such an inspiration for a lot of women. But do you ever get like,
kind of controversial.
I mean, because it's you have such an amazing body. And like, did you ever go through that when you first started? Or were you always just like, this is what I got?
You know, I've always, like, again, you know, just my body type, I've always put on muscle. Like, it's like I look at a dumbbell and I put on muscle. So when I started doing this stuff on my own, I definitely leaned out and put a lot of muscle on. And then when I started doing CrossFit hardcore, I definitely started getting bigger and bigger and just kind of building. And there was a point where I remember looking in the mirror and just kind of deciding, like, what do I care about? Do I care about my ability or do I care about what I look like? And for me, it's always been more ability based. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be ignorant to say that you don't care about what you look like. That's I mean, that is a percentage regardless of who you are. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
But for me, it's always been ability based. And I remember looking in the mirror and saying, you know, if I want to get to the strength that I want to get to, knowing my body type, I am going to be putting on more muscle and I am going to be getting thicker. And it was like, yeah, let's do it.
Like, you know, like if you look at like some of your pictures, it's like that girl is ripped. But if you just, you know, sitting here in shorts and a t-shirt, yeah, I wouldn't look at you and be like, ugh, that girl is huge.
Right.
You know, like, I feel like there are a handful of CrossFit athletes who you look at it and you're like, that woman is ginormous.
Crazy.
But
yeah,
that is by far the minority. I feel like, well, you know, even if you look at like, you know, I don't know, Julie Fouché or some of the girls who are petite but really muscular,
uh-huh,
if they are just wearing normal clothes, you wouldn't give them a second look.
Yeah, it's only, I mean, most of those pictures when people are commenting that. It's when they're in the middle of a workout.
Yeah. They're literally as pumped as you could possibly be. Yeah.
You're totally blown up.
And not only that, but they are at the peak of their training season.
Right.
So it's like, you know, they don't, it's like looking at a bikini competition model and being like, you know, that person, you look at that person and know that's not how they look all year long.
Right.
You know, they are, you know, like tanned up and they've been eating nothing but, ground turkey and broccoli for whatever, 6 months. But you know that, like, the rest of the year, their body fat isn't 8%.
No.
You know, and it's like, I don't know. And, yeah, people just get.
But I think I'm at the point now where it's like, who cares? Who cares if that's how you look every day, you know? And I think that's one of the things that I love about CrossFit is it's slowly shifting that paradigm of what is acceptable as a woman's body. You know, I think, like, even 4 years ago, being even relatively muscular, not even that muscular, was kind of like, oh, she's really manly and whatever. Whereas now it's shifting more and more each day. Yeah. And I think women are getting to the point where it's like, I don't care if I look skinny or feminine to you or whatever. Like, I feel good in this body.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
Well, and I also think that, like, there's a fine line between that feeling of, like, you know, is this what my body can do? And like you were saying, like, everybody, no matter what you say, you care about what you look like to an extent. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't be involved in fitness at all, because most people come to fitness in the first place being like, well, I want to get a flat stomach, or I want to get, you know, whatever. But I think that shift is so important, just in the sense that it drives me nuts. Like, I'll be like on Pinterest or something and I'll see it, and it's like everything you see is, you know, tone up your arms or tone up your butt.
Yeah.
But it's not get strong arms or get a strong butt.
Right.
It's like you're not doing it to get strong. You're not doing it to, like, you know, it's not like run a faster 5K. It's like tone up your legs.
Right.
And it's like when you can shift it into that, like when you're, you know, go online and you look for what do I do to get stronger arms, not what do I do to get rid of my arm flap.
Yeah.
Or like there's
how do I get better at pull-ups?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like when that shift happens, I feel like, and I think that, you know, it's definitely happened for me, and, you know, like having spent basically all my college years, you know, basically on like Tumblr's being like, ooh, what can I, you know, whatever. Like what can I, like,
my problem spots.
Yeah, yes. Seriously.
Yes. Spot toning.
Right, exactly. How can I get rid of like this little bit of extra fat that's under my butt cheek?
Yes. Yeah. This one area of my arm.
Right.
So yesterday at the Fossil Games, it was interesting because I was walking through the hallways. It was held at a facility that does fitness classes, like group fitness. And the games were on just like this other wing. So you kind of had to pass through the group fitness classes that were going on to get to the the activities with CrossFit. And I was looking at these women just like packed in these classes doing like leg lifts. And there was like, I had a moment of judgment where I was like, really, you're going to waste your time doing leg lifts? Which again, like you could say, do what you need to do to be active.
Yeah.
But there's like that, there was that like mentality of, oh gosh, like just sitting there doing a sit up. I'm like, you're just wasting so much time. It could be so much more efficient.
Yeah.
And I just was like, look away and just keep walking.
Yeah. And I think that's where the line is starting to come out, where there's this thing with CrossFit now where people, I feel like people in the CrossFit community judge people on the other side of the fitness community. And it's very easy to go there because you're in it, you love it, this is what you do, you've seen the results, you know that it's effective. So it's easy to be like, well, that's silly.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, as long as somebody's, whoever, whatever they're doing, as long as it's in a healthy pair, like that's all that matters.
As long as they're making an effort. And And I think that, you know, even CrossFit can be totally unhealthy if you're going, you know, it's like,
absolutely,
you know, people who are, you know, CrossFit gets a bad rap for being like really causing injuries. Like that is a person, I feel like, you know, obviously injuries aren't always a personal decision, but like if the majority of overuse injuries, like you're choosing to like, you know what, my shoulder hurts, but I, you know, like, but I got to go ham. Like I got to get, you know, it's like, I got to beat this time. And it's like, as opposed to saying, you know what, I'm actually going to only use 55 pounds today instead of 85 because I tweaked my shoulder yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, within that, I feel like the same thing goes for the stair stepper. If you're on the stair stepper because you're, you know, because you want to get fit and because it gives you endorphins, and, you know, versus if you're on the stair stepper because you're, you know, your roommate lost 2 pounds, now you want to lose 2 pounds. I just really want to lose 3 pounds.
Was that a Mean Girls reference? Because I caught that.
I just
want to
lose 3 pounds.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Then, you know, it's either or. I think it's just like, you, no matter what you're doing, as long as you're coming to it from a place of like legitimate fitness and legitimate health, like if you're coming to it from a healthy place, then by all means,
then go
like,
for it.
Turn on Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
You know, like that's what you gotta do.
But then at the same time, if you have people, I mean, I feel like, you know, strong women in the community that are helping promote this idea of, yeah, you're doing that, that's great. You're thinking about, oh, I wanna lose 3 pounds, but
how about you focus on how many pull-ups you can do,
totally.
Or how much more weight you can put on that, or if you're able to lift this much, you know, and promoting that idea to people and having them slowly. It's almost kind of like,
come on, look at this candy bar.
Getting your dog out from under the bed, shake the treat back. But I see that happening too, which is great, you know, to see women like talk about that. Like, I have a good friend named Tara who, for the longest time, I mean, she's lost now, I think, like 80 pounds. Like, she's completely reshaped her body. And for the longest time, she was still so focused on the little bit of belly fat that she had left and was just like concerned about that. And I kept giving her workouts to do, like, go try this instead and go try that instead. And like, let's work on this. And now she's like asking questions like, how can I get better at this? And how can I, and I'm like, awesome.
Yeah,
you know? it's not a belly fat issue anymore.
Right.
It's like, what can I do to be better issue?
Yeah.
Which is, that's all you can hope for.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
So.
And I also think that one thing that, you know, a lot of people, I mentioned this in the last episode, I think, like, people will look at me and they'll be like, you look so great. I really want to try CrossFit. I just want to get bulky. And I'm like, so you're telling me I look great, but you don't want to try. But the other thing I want to say is, like, to every single one of them is, like, you don't wake up one morning be like, oh, my God, I turned into Arnold Schwarzenegger overnight. Like, it's like, you don't, like, wake up in the morning, like, I am, but it's like, this is a process.
Yeah.
Like, the women who look like that, that is every moment of their day, every piece of food that goes in their mouth, every, you know, hour of sleep they get is directly geared towards that.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's like, you're not going to wake up and be like, where did these shoulders come from? It's like, that is, like, you have to put work into that, and you can stop at any time.
Yeah.
You know, you can stop. You can reverse that train.
Yeah.
At least slow it down.
Yeah. And then that just kind of goes into the mentality of, like, what women still view as pretty.
Right.
Yes.
Or attractive.
Yes.
And it's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, segueing into the modeling that you've been doing, talk about that a little bit.
So again, just from all of Instagram and Twitter and whatnot, I started getting approached by different, photographers and companies and what have you. And I think the biggest break was the picture with, Brett Seeley, who's a local photographer, the one where I'm pushing the sled. That kind
amazing.
Of
amazing.
Like,
if you guys haven't seen it, it's so beautiful. Every time I go to your website, I'm like, oh, I just can't even deal.
Yeah. I showed up
I
to that
like crush on her.
Want to really take that picture because he had just done something with the sled with another model, and I was like, I really think we should do something with the sled. I really think that's going to turn out well, you know.
Yeah.
And so it was this combo movement. So that kind of happened, and since then have just worked with other like photographers and whatever. Again, going back to like my Floyd's career, I did a lot of modeling for hair shows just because I worked at a barbershop, my friends were hairstylists, and I had super long hair. So I got roped into all that. So I had a little bit of experience with that, but I'm still not like comfortable being like, I'm so hot in front of a camera. Give me sensual.
Right.
I'm like, what?
Is this the sensual face?
Be sexy. Be sexy.
Yeah, I just look confused.
Right.
Though, but,
we did a photo shoot for our, like, when we first started this, we, like, I used the term photo shoot loosely. And it was, our gym owner wanted some extra, like, wanted some more promotional, you know, photos for the gym, and we kind of were like, let's get in on that so we can get some PR shots, I guess, for the podcast. And it was, at the beginning, the photographer was great, but she was like, all right, now, you know, like, say, oh, you know, say hi, or, like, whatever, like, okay, give me a laugh, and I was like, I'm not sure.
I was sweating. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm listening. We need like makeup person here. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Can you get hair over here and makeup?
Hair and makeup over here. Oh no,
yeah,
we
like,
don't
I don't know.
That.
Does this look like a natural smile?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, if you guys go to our Facebook page, you'll see the results of that. The main picture is of us with a barbell, and we're like falling laughing.
I saw it. It's so good. It's just so awesome.
She's like, why don't you both put the barbell on your back? And we're like, okay. And so we squatted down, and I'm so much shorter than Joy that my squat is way
her squat
deeper.
Just went down, and I was still up.
And
like.
We're like, somebody's gonna look at this and be like, I'm not listening to these girls about anything fitness related. You clearly have no idea.
Which is why we used it as a main page.
Yeah, I love it. That's perfect. I did a photo shoot with a local man named Enrique Perella. Same thing, showed up at his house, and he was like, okay, we're gonna do some headshots first, and like, and again, he's like,
is that the one where you're like against just a white with your awesome abs? Oh my god.
Yes.
That photo's amazing too. Anyway,
Jenny has to do your whole Instagram world.
I know. She's gonna leave being like, this girl is a stalker.
No.
And never talking to me.
Well, at first, Enrique Abigail was like, oh, let's get, you know, let's show this other side of you. And I was literally just like, I was like doing the robot. You know?
And then finally, it comes naturally, and it's like,
Do I do this?
Yeah. So finally, he's like, why don't you like flex or something? I'm like, okay, that's better.
I can do that.
I know flexing. And so from now on, like, we've got a couple more photo shoots planned, and I've told him, like, I have to like be in a gym or be in a pool or be in like doing something. I can't just stand there
and like
Hand behind the head.
Like
life touch. Like, right, chin down. Bring your shoulder up just a little.
Nose this way.
Catch the light.
Right, like, exactly.
What? Yeah. So that's like, all just been for fun so far, you know? It hasn't really been anything serious so far, though. I actually have a shoot this upcoming week for some fitness company that the name don't really know right now. We're going we're going camping and like running through the trails and taking photos of that. So
that'll be sweet.
Yeah. So stuff like that. I'm like, yes, awesome. Yeah. Do you want me to just pose there in a bikini? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
but running and doing workouts, you're like awesome. And then you also have videos on YouTube, right?
Yep. Just started the video channel. Yep. So right now I have a website that's being built that's kind of in the works and starting to happen. And then so we wanted to start the YouTube videos because the website's going to be centrally focused around those. They're called The Get Down is the name of the website, and the YouTube is Watch the Get Down. And again, that goes back to this idea of you can do this anywhere, regardless of what setting you're in. You can make this happen, and like, but show it in a fun manner, because I think so many people think of fitness and being healthy and going to the gym as this like arduous, like,
I have to go to the gym.
Yes, and it's like boring.
Well, not only that, but I feel like at home workouts, it's like it's just like you like half the time it's somebody in like this white walled room with this beige carpet on a yoga mat, and you know, with their like tube socks, and it's like, okay, and you're like, this is gonna suck already.
Yeah,
I am already bored.
Yeah,
it's trying to do anything.
Yeah. Or the old school fitness videos where it's like one person and their five backup worker outers.
Yeah. Yeah, you're backup. What are you? I'm a fresh little backup worker out of there.
I worked out in backups.
Like, it's so boring to watch, you know? Yeah. And it's like, this isn't boring what we do. CrossFit is fun, you know? It's like, it's so hard fun. And there's kind of a storyline to it, especially when there's like, there's somebody that's in the lead and you're trying to catch them, and then you guys kind of meet up and then like to see who ends, and there's scores involved and all this stuff. Yeah. And so being able to show like you can make this fun and enjoy it.
You can make it an interactive experience. It doesn't just have to be like something that you shut yourself away in your back room and do for 30 minutes.
Right, right. And we wanted to just kind of convey that sense of fun. And, you know, I'm such a huge music lover, and I feel like music for most people is so promoting or like motivating when they're in the gym. You know, if you've got that right song on, you're just like, start going crazy.
What's your pump up song?
Oh man. So whenever I'm doing like strength stuff, I listen to a lot of like really like boisterous hip hop. Like, I'm the greatest ever. You know, you're just like heavy stuff on your back.
You're right. I am awesome.
This little white girl is listening to the most gangster rap. It's ridiculous. But then, like, hard metcons, I really like loud, mean rock.
Is there,
music.
Like, one song that like, what comes out in the last set and you're just like, yes, this song. This is my song.
No, I don't think so. I'm a big, like two things I always go back to is Nas and Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, nice.
Just because they kind of embody everything that I'm
definitely not happy. Britney. Claire.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
My song?
That like comes on.
Oh. I like Missy Elliott Lose Control. That song.
Nice.
Like,
yeah, that's a good
mine
one.
Is Footloose.
Oh.
Footloose?
Claire.
I don't know what it is. Oh, just like that song comes on and I'm like, all right, I can do this. And it's like the
least, whatever gets you motivated.
Apparently. I don't know where it came from. That one and
I don't know where they
That and Whitney Houston, I Wanna Dance with Somebody.
Really?
Oh.
Last set lifting.
Yeah, last set lifting. Like last, you know, it's like we're in the middle of hell or something, you know, and I pick up that kettle for the last round, and it's like, and Whitney Houston comes out, I'm like, I got this. Unbroken.
Me and Whitney.
Me and Whitney, we're like this. And Kenny Loggins.
And Kenny Loggins.
little Kenny Loggins
there. Obviously, an 80s child.
Yeah, really. I mean, but like, I don't, like, I wouldn't want to listen to that the whole time. Like, usually, like, dubstep or, like...
Yeah.
But, like, if I need a pump-up jam... Like, if I remember the CrossFit Games and, like, the last two... I hope that they turn on Footloose for the last... My last couple reps. Because it's going to be, like... And, you know, if I'm ever at the CrossFit Games, I'm definitely going to be finishing last. So I'll be like, well, now that we're 10 minutes later, Claire Sling went, turn on the Footloose. And I'll be like,
all right, I got this. Play the Footloose now. Yeah,
exactly. Play the Footloose now. And I'll be like, great, I'm here. I got
this. We were actually just talking about that the other day, like, being able to have the music on that you love when you work out, but you should also work out to music that you hate because you're not always, like, especially in competitions, you don't get to choose that music. Yeah. And so I hate Journey. Hate with a passion. Yeah. Journey and Bon Jovi. Like, if I could go back in time
and just, like, and pop up tire, but
yes, tire. Or something, steal a guitar or something, and make those bands.
You really got it, Cassie.
Break a hand.
Yeah. I would do it.
That's how I feel about Jane Austen, but that's another question. If I go back in time and break a hand, I would do it. Anyway.
Violence here today.
I know. Oh, we're really not that angry.
But yeah, we put that on the other day. Somebody put it on for our workout. And I was like, please, no. Like, please. And he's like, you have to get used to this. Like, you need to listen to stuff that so you can work your way through it anyways. Yeah. Fine. Like, doing box jumps to Bon Jovi. Like,
what about one of our coaches? Didn't you say that they, like, play no music sometimes for, like,
one time,
mental,
and then
mental toughness?
What? Oh, my gosh.
MG.
We have a football coach who's, like, he's a high school football coach. Like, his full-time job is he's a head coach of the high school football team. And occasionally he'll do things and we're like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, it's building mental toughness.
Mental toughness.
Like, okay. So we had one. I think he did this maybe two or three times. He called it Silent Tuesdays. And it was just no music the whole time. And it's just like you and your pain and your nausea.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is going really well.
Yeah.
And we also have one coach who does country warm-up. And I hate
country Well, music. I do love the country warm-up only because it's hilarious.
We're
sitting around warming up and it's like, hey.
My baby down the tractor, and you're like, my hands are so tight.
There's this one song about, like, I don't even, it's something ridiculous about, like, I love you and my tequila or something. We're just like, we, like, laugh the whole time. Yeah. Anyway.
Because they're doing intros.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Weird. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, feeling good.
But I will say, we did the 4th of July, what did we do? What's the 4th of July workout? It's like big.
No, we did that one
Murph.
For
Murph. Is it Murph?
That's Memorial Day, though.
Okay. Whatever we did on 4th of July, they did it to Garth Brooks, which
was it when we were outside or not?
I think we were outside.
Because we didn't really, we did one for, like, Matt's dad.
Yeah.
That
yes, that's
what
it was.
Like
was,
a,
yeah.
It was.
Yeah, so, okay, so.
One of our gym members, his dad was killed in Vietnam.
Oh, okay.
And so we did, like, a memorial watch, like,
for him.
Which was really cool.
And,
but they had, it was like, somebody had their truck outside, and so it was like, well, whatever music's in this truck.
Well, TJ put on it was like some Garth Brooks channel, and I was
really
laughing, because I'm like, this is actually awesome.
It actually
because, like, some of Garth Brooks songs are like, da-da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, this is.
It was like. America.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. America.
Yeah. And so, like,
America.
There was one that came on that was talking about how, like, it literally was about, like, going off to war and then, like, fighting for your freedom. And I was like, this could not be, like, I'm, like,
and then I just
teary.
Start crying.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah,
no. Everything's in slow
motion.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. All of a sudden, like, just Sylvester Stallone comes out of nowhere. American flag right over his shoulders.
Like, we need a case of stairs
right now. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, can somebody give me some gray sweatpants?
Yeah. And everybody just follow behind me.
Just go with
follow
it.
Yeah.
Everybody,
follow
come on in.
Well, you're right. That one day, I was like, this is totally what I want to see.
Yeah.
That was the only time that I've ever been psyched to hear country.
Yeah.
Probably ever.
So we have a few minutes left. I really want to talk about gear because that's always a really popular subject with the chicks who listen to our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So do you have any favorite gear? Clothes, anything?
Clothes. I mean, I'm still like a Lululemon girl, you know? It's hard to beat. But recently, I've been... Well, in terms of shoes, I'm a big Innovate fan. If you guys worn the Innovates, those are my favorite. But my Chuck Taylors are my favorite thing to lift in, as crazy as that is.
So. Where did you get these Chucks? Because you guys, Cassie has on these amazing Chucks. They're white with red laces. They're high tops.
Yeah. And then,
white, red laces. We're going to take a picture of these. And then you have...
That's the Our Lady of Guadalupe on the one side.
Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Yeah, and then a rose with keys and my last name on
the
other side. Yeah.
So where did you get these?
So a gentleman hit me up from Instagram, and I'll have to look up what his information is, but he basically said that he does these custom shoes where he's painting on shoes, and he wanted to do one with me so we could work together, and he's going to start selling them, auctioning them off for charity, and all profits are going to go to charity. Yep, so he hit up a couple different athletes to kind of
donate shoes to us so then we could start spreading the word so he could start doing these shoes cool. on a bigger media. And he said to me, I noticed that you're always lifting in Chucks and your red Chuck Taylors are falling apart. You need some new shoes.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, I do.
Where are your Chucks?
They're in the other room. They're just around the corner. I'll show you the. We'll take a picture.
We're talking about Joy's last week. They are.
Yeah, we'll post a picture of her shoes because they're amazing, and then you can get us the link to that.
Yeah,
because they're.
Oh my god!
Awesome.
Yes.
So, what do you like about Chucks to lift in? Because I've been trying them out, and I'm a fan.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, your foot—they're just so flat.
They're so flat.
There's nothing to them.
Nothing.
Yeah. So it's like lifting barefoot, which is. Perfect.
Yeah,
you know?
And I have pretty minimal shoes just overall. Uh-huh. I wear the New Balance Minimus.
Yep.
Even those are so different. Mm-hmm. Like the Chucks are just like platform. You're on the ground. There's nothing moving.
Right. There's no like even contour.
No. Contour.
Yeah. They're great. They're terrible to run in. Do you run in them?
No. Oh no. No.
I've made that mistake when there's a run in the one.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. There's no bend. You're just like flat foot runner.
like Clydesdale.
Well, there goes the Clydesdale.
He's coming up behind you. He's like, oh, Joy's coming. Slap, slap, slap.
Clack, 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 clack. Yeah. Any other gear? So you like Lulu shorts, Lulu tops, or do you just...
I really like just Lulu bottoms. I've never been a big fan of like... Well, I guess I've never owned their tank tops or anything like that. And then I all the guys at the gym kind of joke with me. I'm like one of the, you know, female coaches at the gym, and I'm the only person there that cuts all the sleeves off of my shirts. It's like, how am I with all these dudes? And I'm the only one that's sleeveless constantly. Like, I feel like the bro in the community.
Why do you do that? Just because they don't fit? Because I have that problem. Your shoulders are a little smaller than me, but I can't.
Joy's power shoulders.
Yeah.
Bust out. I just bust out of all t-shirts.
So you cut all your sleeves off?
I haven't, but yes. I'm like, now I should.
You should.
Like, you just cut them off?
Yeah. Well, I buy like bigger men's shirts and then just chop them. I cut all my shirts up, so I'm a big like. I have all these concert shirts.
You should start posting that because I need to know how to do this.
Yeah,
I need to, like custom make my own t-shirts.
Yeah,
I don't fit in anything.
It's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, especially because a lot of the like cool CrossFit shirts, they only make them in like men's sizes, so then you can just cut.
Or they're the women's sizes, and you're like, is this also a child size?
Yeah,
you get in, you're like, I'm a women's small.
Yeah,
and this is like.
Or they're all bright pink.
Also,
I'm a CrossFit woman. And I don't necessarily love bright pink.
I don't have and the swirly thing.
Yeah,
like, all women's athletic gear is like has little swirls on it.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you mean swirly thing?
Like you know where I don't know like. Where's your water bottle? Your water bottle has swirls on it.
This guy. Oh, like oh, just like
the. Oh no, that has a chicken on it. Actually, that's not what I was talking
Woodstock.
About at all.
Okay. Woodstock design.
I thought it had like you haven't seen like okay for example like on all like a lot of women's outdoor gear everything has like little embroidered
it's all like girly swirly, just swirly girly, flowery
just because I'm a girl doesn't mean that I want embroidered swirls on everything that I own
right.
But thank you for and that's in pale blue
but
thanks for trying they even have women's weightlifting belts I think that are like little swirly and like really come on I do kind of want a pink weightlifting belt though
that's offensive
not
yeah
kind of cool.
Have you seen Unbroken Designs have you seen their stuff they make that was the weightlift vest that I wore on Incline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they also, they make weightlifting belts and they're like neon.
That's fantastic.
So I think they have a neon.
Saw that.
I do
neon. Yeah, I did see that. Do you work for them or do you like just use some of their gear?
No, they got in touch with me and just said, you know, hey, we wanted to send you a package out, which at the time, they sent me a weightlifting belt, a weight vest, and then some of their jewelry. They have like it's like a necklace that's got a kettlebell that is
I saw that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, like super cute. Yeah, but I was out for a long time because I had an injury in my neck.
Yeah.
So I couldn't use the weightlifting belt, so I've just been using the weight vest as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Like I will wear that weight vest everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
she has it on right now. Everyone.
Yeah, I am doing squats currently with my weight vest.
This entire podcast, she's just been sitting in a deep squat.
Yeah. Great things we could do that. Like do like a mobility episode where we're just like, and we're gonna see how long we can hold this squat.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No.
Vetoed.
Yes.
So, but really quickly about your injury, you had a neck. Injury or back injury?
Yeah, I had a bulged disc. Well, I still do a bulging disc in my C5 C6 in my neck. So it was coming out it's coming out the right side and applying pressure onto that right nerve. So I've only been back in the gym now for like 2 weeks.
Oh,
I was
out
for
you just
four
got cleared,
months.
Right?
Yeah,
because I stalk you.
Yeah,
I know everything about your life, Cassie.
Well,
hashtag.
You know what? That's kind of become the reality now.
Yeah, I know. I was like, you kind of have to know that people know so much about you.
Yeah.
And that's like the weirdest thing about social media.
I
mean,
I even feel like in our tiny little world, people come to me there, they're like, oh, I listen to your podcast. So what about this? And I'm like, this is so weird.
It's weird. Yeah.
I know so much about you, Joy. And
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, we have like 200 people that can look at me
versus 67,000.
And people at South Denver have kind of slowly come up to me now and like almost like admitted that they follow me on stuff. Like, oh, I saw that post you did yesterday. And you can tell they're kind of nervous.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, it's okay. A lot of people follow me.
Right.
It's not kind. You're not gonna weird me out.
Yeah. Like, kind of used to that by now.
Yeah. My favorite has been when I've been bartending and people come up to me and they're drunk and they're like, I follow you. And they're like so excited and so drunk.
Can you do some push-ups for me?
Yeah. Exactly. I'm like,
can you just hang upside down and do some sit-ups?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So the injury was definitely, it's been interesting coming back from that because it's the first time in my life that I've ever been kind of held back
yeah.
in my training. I've never been injured before. So now it's like relearning everything and starting
yeah.
over from the beginning, which has been really humbling and also really fun. You know, I think it brings me back down to this level of this is where most people come from. They
totally.
Are limited by something in their life, you know, and so being
yeah.
able to work around it. And it's really been forcing me to, you know, again, going back to that like ego idea of, oh, I should have 300 pounds on my bar or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I should probably only have 100 and really make sure my technique is on point
right.
before I start adding any
yeah.
weight. So
yeah.
it's been a good thing, you know, again,
yeah,
like that silver lining. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it sucked, but now it's, like, I'm really happy that it happened because
yeah.
it's...
We'll be back at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think, too, I think it was a couple months ago you posted a photo of you doing just a bunch of, like, it was like a mile of lunges.
Yep.
With your workout.
Which was the dumbest thing I've ever done. Please don't ever do that.
How long did it take you to walk again after that happened?
A good week.
Oh, my God. A mile of lunges.
a mile of lunges. And I think that's when you were injured and that was
yes.
all you could do. So I'm thinking, like... Even if you're injured, you can still
make it happen.
Something.
You can still
yes.
make dumb decisions.
You can still do a mile.
Yes.
There's always a mile of lunges waiting for you.
Oh my God.
That came from a friend of mine, Will, who's a trainer in Boston. And I had hit him up and said, all right, I need to do something today.
Right.
I need to do something lower body. What can I do? And he was like, go do a mile for lunges for 10. I'm like, all right. So I went and did it and texted him the next day. And I'm like, I hate you. That was so dumb. I can't sit down. I can't unlock my knees. And he goes, you did that? I was joking. I'm like,
in Texas, did you? Need a disclaimer.
I wish there was like an italics.
Right.
So yeah, what do you do regularly for your workouts? Like, how often do you?
Well, now just getting back into it, you know, I've been going back to about 5 days a week is what I've been trying, and I'm now working with an actual coach for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, I was just kind of doing my own thing and then following gym programming, whereas now it's like I have somebody that's going to be working with me specifically who somehow thinks that he's going to be able to get me to regionals by next year. I just laughed. Never gonna happen, but sure, like you can believe that. So now we've been like working very specifically. It just again, you know, this just kind of started last week, and last week was my birthday, so it was I was climbing mountains and doing all these other
yeah.
weird things. So it'll
yeah.
actually start tomorrow. I'll be kind of on this
oh, nice.
Program now, yeah,
awesome.
To see. So I've got a lot of work ahead of me,
yeah.
but I'm excited.
Cool,
yeah,
it's exciting.
Yeah.
We're so excited that you came.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys are
awesome.
Been so much fun. Maybe you can come back again too, and
yeah.
we can talk like
about your regional training.
Yeah, your
oh,
regional
gosh.
Training. And what else you've been doing of lunging for a mile?
Yeah, don't do lunges for a mile, please.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't sit down and go to the bathroom for like a week and a half.
Like, not kidding. Like, I had to support
yeah.
myself
yeah.
to sit down.
Oh, I've had to use like the handicap stall after Fran. Like,
yes.
I'm like, all right, thank God. So
and lower.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's all I got.
Anyway. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank
and
you for listening. Follow
yeah.
us on Twitter at Girls Gone Wild. We're at Facebook.
Facebook.com/girlsgonewild.
I always let you do it because I always forget.
And then girlsgonewildpodcast.com.
And subscribe on iTunes. We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.